Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
John Moxley enters alcohol rehabilitation. For Wednesday, November the 3rd, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. John Moxley has entered alcohol rehabilitation. The news was broken by Tony Khan on Twitter just a few hours ago. In a series of tweets, Tony Khan says, "John Moxley has allowed me to share with you that he is entering an inpatient alcohol treatment program. John is a beloved member of the AEW family. We all stand with him and Renee and all of his family and friends as he shifts his focus to recovery. John is making a very brave choice to get help, and we are embracing his choice and supporting him however we can. I am proud to call John a friend, and like many of you, I'm also a fan of Mox and look forward to a time in the future when he is eventually ready to return to the ring. Until then, thank you for supporting John and respecting his privacy at this time." John Moxley was scheduled to compete tonight on Dynamite against Orange Cassidy in the Eliminator tournament. Now, as of time of recording, no decision has been made as to what will happen with that match, whether it'll be a case of Orange Cassidy goes through to the next round or whether they substitute somebody else into the tournament for John Moxley. I'm sure as the day goes on, we will find out. But we here at Cultaholic, we send our love and best wishes to John Moxley, who, as we are hearing this morning from Tony Khan, is entering an inpatient alcohol treatment program.
Hi, Randy Bobandy! So nice of you to join me here tonight. Yeah, and Alexa would have been here too, but since you were so mean towards her last week, you're just gonna have to settle for little old me.
I'm the last person you want to play games with, Bray.
Hold on. Did you just say game? Welcome to another edition of the Firefly's favorite game show, Let's Get Randy!
Let's rock and roll.
How should Randy Orton be punished at TLC? Ramblin' Rabbit!
I know, man. Finch, sit down with Randy and call his disgusted feelings.
Seriously, why would you say something like that? It's revolting. You're sick. Sick. I'm sorry, but none of my contestants are correct. But unfortunately for you, Randy Orton, he always has the right answer.
Bray Wyatt is a free agent, and the industry is talking all about Wyndham Rotunda. Yet, his decision for what is next in his wrestling career is to be announced. doesn't stop a lot of conversations happening about and around him. Fightful Select making some revelations this morning. Sources within WWE tell Fightful that Vince McMahon did not like Bray Wyatt towards the end of his time within WWE. And this is mainly down to Bray Wyatt being persistently vocal about issues with creative. One of those issues being the match at WrestleMania 37 between Bray Wyatt, The Fiend, and Randy Orton. Now, the initial plan was going to be Wyatt winning so Randy Orton could take some time off. That was changed very close to the time for WrestleMania, and it consequently ended up being Bray Wyatt's last match with WWE. Not only was Bray Wyatt unhappy with the decision to change the creative in that match, but Randy Orton was also reportedly unhappy with that decision and a few others behind the scenes as well. The storyline in which The Fiend got burned and returned as like the burned version of The Fiend was something that upset Bray Wyatt as well. He was unhappy with the suit design and upset with the fact that Vince McMahon had no, quote, end game for the angle. In fact, the big frustration comes from the fact that Bray Wyatt, very much a story arc character, simply had no direction for the future. It was just sort of moved from one thing to another, and there was no long-term plans for The Fiend, Bray Wyatt. Budget cuts, as we know, was the reason given for Bray Wyatt being released, and that caused a real dip amongst talent's morale, as Bray Wyatt was not only very liked backstage, very creative backstage, but also one of the company's highest merch sellers as well when he was released. So his release did come as a shock to the system in the summer. But as it stands, no decision on what Bray Wyatt does next. He has hinted that he will tell his story very soon. An album artwork has been released for a potential podcast called The Cult of Wyndham, where I presume we will hear what went down with Bray Wyatt. In terms of what he'll do next, lots of people have said AEW, lots of people have said Impact Wrestling, a few people have said maybe a run in New Japan. It looks as if the indie circuit is off the table because Brett Lauderdale was on the Wrestling Inc. Daily. Now, Brett Lauderdale is the man behind GCW, and they are having an amazing run at the moment. They're on a tear, our GCW. Some of the best wrestling shows out. And you know what? So making some great connections with other places as well. Really sad that we're not going to see any more from the Nick Gage, John Moxley story for obvious reasons. But regardless of that, GCW are doing some really amazing things. And the question was asked about whether or not there'd been contact between GCW and Wyndham Rotunda. And Brett Lauderdale said, I have never talked to Bray Wyatt, but my understanding is I don't know that our world is very appealing to Bray Wyatt. There's no secret message here. I think he's not interested in making the rounds on the indies. That's my understanding. I don't mean any negative implication that he said anything because I've never spoken to him. From people I know, he knows and whatever, it just doesn't seem like it's something that's on his to-do list anytime soon. So when we see the return of Wyndham Rotunda, formerly Bray Wyatt, expect it to be on a very large stage.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Bring them back!
The Young Bucks are at it again. They are teasing possibly Kevin Owens joining AEW. New bio from the Young Bucks that says MROW, which is reflecting and teasing back to a tweet from Adam Cole in 2016, which was a photo of Adam Cole, Kevin Steen, and the Young Bucks labeled MROW, aka Mount Rushmore of Wrestling. And a hint that the Mount Rushmore of Wrestling will never be divided. So once again, Young Bucks are teasing. After Kevin Owens' comments on Monday that sort of alluded to the end of his contract, Young Bucks have taken the opportunity to once again hint that Kevin Steen could be All Elite soon. Jim Ross opened up on his skin cancer diagnosis on Grilling JR. He said, "I have this little cancer issue I'm currently dealing with. I'm going to start radiation soon. I have to do 22 radiation treatments. Somehow, I have to figure out how to do it on consecutive days. I don't plan on missing any work, according to my doctors, so that's good. It's just a matter of dealing with the issues, gritting your teeth, and moving on. The good thing is there's no chemotherapy, so that helps with all the after effects and things of that nature. I'm handling it. I'm dealing with it. I've dealt with more and will continue to persevere." A title match has been announced for tonight's AEW Dynamite. FTR have issued an open challenge for the AAA World Tag Team titles. One caveat being they will defend the belt against any luchadors except the Lucha Brothers. Some storyline shenanigans continuing between FTR, the AAA Tag Team Champions, and the Lucha Brothers on Dynamite tonight. Check out the YouTube channel for 10 dream feuds that almost happened. Steve Austin versus CM Punk was so nearly a thing. That and a few other things we talk about on the YouTube channel. And check out twitch.tv/cultaholic as Ross brings you a bit of FIFA-licious at 1 p.m. And then Jack and Owen are back for Football Manager. The careers of Cultaholic FC continue to stride on from 6 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. If I said British Summertime, that might have been just out of habit. We are Greenwich Mean Time now in the UK. If you listen outside of the UK, if you watch our Twitch streams outside of the UK, our clocks have gone back. So do yourself a favour, just confirm what time it is in the UK and base it on that, because you might find if you watch the streams outside the UK, there's an hour difference. So just Google what time is it in the UK. Just so you know exactly what time it is. And I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.